AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Rolling Stone magazine made some huge journalistic mistakes when it published a now discredited story last fall alleging a gang rape at a University of Virginia fraternity house. Columbia University journalism dean Steve Call says Rolling Stone tried to mask that most of the allegations came from just one source.
That kind of attribution opaqueness is just a ticket to trouble. It's also bad journalistic practice, even when it's not papering over holes in reporting, as it was in this case.
The fraternity at the center of the story says it will sue the magazine. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is expected tomorrow to announce his candidacy for the GOP's 2016 presidential nomination. AP's Philip Elliott reports Paul is trying to broaden his appeal.
Rand Paul hopes his libertarian leanings will help him expand the electorate. He's been about this for the last couple years, going to college campuses, going into minority communities, saying, you know what, if the Republican Party only counts on Republicans who've shown up before, they're going to lose.
Sometime in the next couple of weeks, according to sources, Hillary Rodham Clinton will announce for the Democratic Party's nomination. In closing arguments today, a federal prosecutor says Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev targeted men, women, and children because he wanted to terrorize the United States. His lawyers have admitted all along that he took part in the April 2013 bombings that killed three people and injured 260 others, but they say he was influenced by his brother Tamerlan, who was killed in a shootout with police. The defense has rested an Aaron Hernandez murder trial. The attorney's calling just three witnesses to the stand in the trial of the former New England Patriots player. He's accused in the June 2013 killing of Odin Lloyd, who was shot six times at an industrial park near Hernandez's home. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 118. This is AP Radio News. A North Carolina judge says the man charged with first-degree murder in the killing of three Muslim college students in Chapel Hill can face a death penalty trial. Craig Stephen Hicks is charged with three counts of first-degree murder in the February 10th killings of 23-year-old Dia Shadi Barakat, his wife, 21-year-old Yusur Muhammad Abdul Salah, and her 19-year-old sister. People in Buffalo, New York have been leaving gifts of food, clothing, money, and inspirational notes as at a statue depicting a homeless Jesus sleeping on a park bench. Rachel Pinty is a member of St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral, which unveiled the statue last week. She tells WIVB-TV.
There's a note inside the bag that said, Jesus loves you. Hunger isn't just a physical thing. It's an emotional thing. Like, you'll make it through it.
The church collects the items each day, then donates them to a local organization that helps the homeless. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.